Gather around the radio, boys and girls. It's time for Letters to Santa. Brought to you by Wilson's Home Hardware, Yarmouth, and Spears and McLeod. Let's call Santa.
Hello? North Pole, Santa speaking.
Hi, Santa. It's Hartley calling from Y95 in Yarmouth.
Oh, Hartley, hello. So good to hear your voice.
Santa, it's always good to call you. And I just want to remind you and probably the boy, I know you're a busy guy, that we're going to kind of cut off letters to around December 17th this year, just because I know
yes,
you're busy.
That's right. Yes, that's probably a good idea.
Okay. So to the boys and girls, make sure you get your letters in by December 17th. Santa's a busy guy, making all kinds of toys. Technology plays a role in the North Pole this year. I know in some of the shows we were talking about drones, and boys and girls are asking for drones and electronic games, and you've had to expand the North Pole because of that.
Yes, absolutely. We actually added a wing to the workshop just for electronics, just because technology is becoming such a big thing, you know.
Oh. And it seems to be a lot of boys and girls are asking for those. So let's get to the letters and see what they're asking for.
Wonderful. All right. This first letter, as I reach into the mailbag here, comes to us from Mary Nukinyak from Woods Harbor. And it reads, "My dear Santa, my name is Mary Nukinyak. I am 9 years old and I go to Ermes. I've been a good girl this year, and I hope I'll stay good." Oh, Santa hopes the same thing, Mary. Oh, my goodness. "This year for Christmas, I would like slime, Play-Doh, a squishmallow that's big enough that I can use as a pillow. And right now I'm wearing a big sweater that makes me look like a bird, and my mom's shoes." Oh, goodness gracious. "I'm going to leave you homemade cookies and some milk, and I'll leave carrots for the reindeer. I hope you have a nice Christmas. Merry Christmas. Love, Mary. P.S. Do you like that my name is Mary, like Merry Christmas?" Oh. Yes, indeed. Oh, Santa does like all things Mary.
I like the fact that she likes squishmallows myself.
Yes.
I have one at home.
Squishmallows,
you know,
are pretty cool.
They are. They are.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's see what... Oh, another nice letter. This one comes to us from Brady Poole in Chabot. It says, "Dear Santa, my name is Brady Poole, and I am 3 years old. Thank you for the gifts that you brought me last year. This year for Christmas, I would like a John Deere farm set, a hockey stick, a police car, and a big green garbage truck door. I would also like a few new clothes or anything Paw Patrol related if you have room in your sleigh. If possible, could you leave a toy and treats for my fur sister, Ellie? I hope you enjoy the cookies and milk I leave for you on Christmas Eve. And make sure to take some carrots for your reindeer. Love, your friend, Brady." Well, Brady, I will tell you, I've never encountered any cookies that I don't like. Oh, my goodness. Well, they can't paint the slate purple, Vinny. Oh, my goodness gracious. I told them candy apple red. Oh, my gracious. Oh, dear. Well. The elves are sometimes as bad as the reindeer up here.
Get your hands full, Santa.
Oh, yes. Nearly 1,000 elves and 8 reindeer. It's quite a handful.
Do we have time for one more letter, Santa?
I think so, Hartley. Yeah, here's one that says, "Dear Santa, my name is Jasper, and I am a year and a half old. I have been a very good boy this year. For Christmas, I would like books and cars, and something for my cats, Nancy and Little Man, and my dog, D.O.G. I will leave you cookies and carrots for the reindeer. Thank you, Santa, and Merry Christmas.
I think we have time for the pledge, too, Santa.
Oh, the pledge is always fun. So, boys and girls, let's say it together. I promise to be good in every way so that I can help make every day almost as happy as Christmas Day. Bye-bye, boys and girls. Bye-bye.
To send us your letter to Santa and to listen to past shows, visit our website, cjls.com.